This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Well, Lee, another milestone. U.S. national debt reaches a record $37 trillion.
Okay, I'm going to go with get more blood pressure meds. I heard that yesterday. It's like, good grief.
Yeah. So, wow. 37 trillion. Okay, well, you know. Hey, but no big deal. I mean, we'll be at $50 trillion by 2035 on the current trajectory. But, you know, you're not allowed to speak of that or you're a rhino. So
yeah, exactly.
That's what I was told. I'm a rhino. Hateful rhino. So
you were the least rhino of any Republican I know.
I know. I got called out on a national show for being a rhino. Yeah, it's great.
Please.
I know.
If we can't at some point have a philosophical and policy disagreement with those within our own party on a respectful basis, then there is no hope.
No, there's not. We need to do something about this. And, you know, we need to have an honest conversation about this. Believe it or not, even though his big, beautiful bill was a budget buster.
Yes.
Okay. Donald Trump is the first president to use the rescission power in decades. And, you know, he stripped back that $9 billion, which, yes, was a small amount of money, but it was the most probably critical $9 billion that we spent because it was USAID money, right? That's the CIA's kitty. For evil around the world. I mean, they were funding all of our enemies with it and had been for years, funding the Democrat Party's agenda, literally funding people who were blowing the legs off our soldiers in Afghanistan. It had its own foreign policy, as the CIA does. And so to gut that, I mean, boy, talk about putting a target on your back. It's about more than money. And that was awesome, right? But here's what they know. Trump aimed to dial that back. That national debt. And he had 11 more rescission bills totaling, we are told, if Russ Vogt, who's his budget director, is to be believed, that he intended to run through Congress, 11 more bills totaling hundreds of billions of dollars, which would begin to make a difference, right? Because you rescind this stuff. What does it mean? It doesn't get spent every year anymore. It begins to knock down the budget debt. And so, you know, they proudly announced, hey, we're going to send these through. Some of it's Doge cuts and all of that. Republican leadership, Lee, freaked out and has created a hostage situation to stop it from happening. And our side's not talking about it. And in some cases, they're outright lying and saying the Democrats are holding up Trump's nominees. But what's happening in the Senate is John Thune is gaveling back into session the Senate every 4 days so Trump can't make recess appointments in the month of August because they're off, right? And he's gaveling it back into session every 4 days for just a minute or two and then closing it down, which prevents Trump from making recess appointments. That way, Thune, Republican leadership and the Democrats can hold Trump hostage. And what their demands are And The Hill had this, so did Politico. So, I mean, I guess it's true, is that Trump stopped sending rescission packages. And the way that we know that is Democrats were so terrified he'd cut spending that they're demanding that the Senate pass and Trump sign something barring him from passing rescission packages as a condition for getting a couple of his, a few, not many, but some of his low value appointees through. That's what the Democrats are doing right now. Well, Trump could go ahead and appoint them all in a recess. They could start serving. They serve for 120 days while we fight this out with the Republican leadership. But the Republican leadership is using the Democrats as a weapon and pretending they're the ones holding up the Trump nominees. And Fox News, actually, I'm still mad at them, reported that with a straight face for days. No, it's Thune. Meanwhile, everybody on X, this is why Apple doesn't want them prominently featured in the App Store. Everyone on X is running the video going, oh, look, there's Thune. Announcing that the Senate will be gaveled back into session every 4 days so Trump can't make appointments. Wow, Thune's not a Democrat, is he? Nah, he's a Republican leadership.
Reportedly.
So, there's a Mexican standoff going on in the Senate between the Republican leadership and Trump. They do not want these rescission bills coming through. We don't know the total on them. VOTUS said in interviews on another podcast that it's going to be hundreds of billions of dollars, maybe up to half of $1 trillion. That would begin to make a difference, Lee. You know, in this debt, this escalating debt. So Trump is trying to do something about it.
Well, that's it. Two things can happen at one time. Yeah. We can be supportive of the president and his efforts, but we can also be critical of what Congress and unfortunately Trump had to do to get along with them to get the spending bill done. I mean, that's he had no choice in the matter.
No, he didn't. And that comes all back to the districting and us not having enough of a majority that we should have by the amount of vote we got.
Yes.
That would allow us to lose some Rhino Republican votes in some purple districts and still cut, you know, cut stuff.
Because the census folks have admitted they made mistakes. They were undercounted in certain areas and overcounted in other areas. And well, I mean, that's the nice way of putting it. But quite honestly, it was fraud.
Yeah, it was fraud.
That's what I would say. It was fraud because these people did this intentionally.
A lot of you, when I say this, text me and say, well, Trump keeps praising the Republican leadership in the Senate.
It's called politics.
Yeah. No, I mean, what do you want him to do?
Yeah, exactly.
Go fight these people in public? And then what? None of us will go vote for them in the midterms. And guess who wins the midterms?
No, it's just
the
like
Democrats.
It's just like what he's having to do with Putin. I really don't think anything's going to get done. I think there's something else going on we don't know about with this meeting in Alaska, because it's obvious there's not going to be a peace deal. It's not happening. But there's something going to get done there. I don't know what. But, you know, Trump plays nice with Putin. Trump plays nice with Zelensky. He's trying to get along with both of these folks. He's saying some things he may not quite honestly say in private, but yeah. He's having to do this because this is how things get done.
Al Ruddy, who is one of our listeners in this audience, and he put a brilliant post up, and I retweeted it because it was so good. He was talking about this very situation. He said, Trump learned in his first administration not to go directly at the establishment. Mm-hmm. It's why he didn't crucify Thune for adjourning the Senate without allowing him to confirm judges. Mm-hmm. Behind the scenes, things are different.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
So Trump's really got this month to straighten things out. And, you know, basically what they're saying is, you know what, you're not going to staff anything unless you agree that you're not going to, you know, send these rescissions through. And the sad thing is a lot of what DOGE is cutting is fraud, is waste, is Democrat programs. And yet, look who is fighting the hardest. It's the Republicans to keep them.
And I want to go back to what your texter was just saying, though. This is a brilliant point about the difference between the first and second Trump terms. Mm-hmm. Look at what the media criticism of the Trump administration was in the first term. Bumbling idiots. They don't know what they're doing. They've got incompetent people. They, you know, yada, yada, yada. They went into all this stuff that were personal attacks on the ineffectiveness. Now look what the media attacks are. It's the effectiveness of the Trump administration, their speed and ability to get things done. Now, yes, they're being stymied every way which way they can by Democrats in the judiciary, but still, the criticism is about the effectiveness and the speed at which the Trump administration is acting on things, not that they were incompetent or couldn't get things done or didn't have policy together or couldn't get all their people on the same page. They're on the same page this time. You're either on the same page with Trump or you're not there.
Yeah. And look, you know, when you go when you're talking about the same page as Trump, I think Trump, you know what I think Trump wants to do? I think Trump wants to sit down with Putin, maybe in a place and in a way mm-hmm. where he knows the deep state's not spying on
right.
him.
Yeah. Yeah.
And,
there you go.
Prepared to leak anything, twist it, because he's supposed uh-huh. to be classified. Yes. But you know how they do.
Yes.
Break the law, leaking stuff. And because, look, I mean, our texter gets this. It says we shouldn't be giving Ukraine weapons. Russia should be our ally against China. Think about where we are right now with Russia, okay? Because yeah. it's really profound. Because Russia is not only watching all of these things that are being declassified, they're doing a better job reporting on them than the mainstream media over at RT. And so this Russia collusion hoax, let's again not forget why Russia seized Ukrainian territory. They wanted a buffer between us and them. And again, when you use the Russia collusion hoax to justify, think of what they did. Rolled tanks on their border, put troops on their border, put six CIA bases on their border. My source on that's the New York Times, to menace them. And then on top of all of that, passed almost unanimously, Republicans and Democrats alike, sanctions that crippled the energy sector of Russia. It's still under those sanctions. In what? Response, retaliation for meddling in our election. What is Russia saying? Why do they want that territory? Why did they go? What specifically, what led to Russia going to war? Russia went to war when Biden announced that Ukraine would be inducted into NATO. That would mean that essentially we could continue to menace them on the Ukrainian side of the border, but they couldn't retaliate or it'd be World War III. And they're like, no, we can't have you. You people are freaking flipping nuts. You made up Russia collusion hoaxes. Now you're using it as a predicate to weaponize our border. You're liars. And I don't think that Putin is afraid of Trump or the Republican Party. I think he sees them as sane actors. But I think he's afraid of the Brennans and the deep states. I mean, what are they capable of? And that's why Putin keeps saying, I need a barrier. A barrier between what? The deep state and him. He needs a swath of Ukrainian land to protect himself from these lunatics. And understand, a million people are dead because of these Russian lies.
On both sides, yeah.
And so I think Trump wants to have this conversation with Putin now that all this is out in the open. Trump is a victim here. He's as much of a victim as Putin is.
Well, as he says plenty of times, we would not be in this situation if he had been reelected and Biden had not been put in place, because this would not have happened.
And that's
almost universally accepted. Yes.
Collusion hoax.
Well, yeah.
That's what he's talking about. That's what precipitated all this. Think about this. As soon as Biden wins, the buildup begins on the Russian border. You could see it on the satellites. They know who their enemy. The enemy is the deep state under Democrats, and they prepare to go to war with the enemy, which is not the American people or not even America. It's the Democrat deep state. And Putin knows that. He's in a race for survival. I don't blame him. We did this. And now it's all out in the open. So Trump is in a very unusual place because he and Putin are the victims of the same deep state, really. And look, if you're Putin, and you got to understand Putin's rage, okay? We crippled Russia's energy sector with those sanctions. They passed the Senate with, I think, one no vote. Trump had to sign them. He had no choice, right? So Trump is partly culpable here. We crippled their economy. I mean, these people are sitting at 10% inflation over a lie that they had meddled in our election. And by the way, Lee, we just found out, you know how Russia supposed, this was yesterday, I covered this on the show. Supposedly Russia was hacking our, you know, boards of elections. Nah.
Yeah, didn't happen.
Nah, that was federal contractors working for Hillary's campaign. So if I'm Putin and I can finally sit down with Trump, I have righteous rage. And my first demand is, we know this is fake now. Lift the sanctions. Lift them. Why are you crushing my economy? But this texter, this is what set me off here. This texter said, listen, we should be, Russia should be our ally against China. We shouldn't be giving Ukraine weapons. We should start by lifting the sanctions on principle because they were originally put on in retaliation for the Russia collusion hoax. And now all of that hacking, we know, was done by contractors working for Hillary. Russia has a point. They are a victim here. And untangling, ending the bloodshed and untangling this war begins with having a real conversation between Putin and Trump. How do we make this right? Because we need to make it right so people stop dying.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.